Open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. I'm going to go on and preach. Ephesians 3:16. I want to unmask the enemy today. You hear me? And I want to show you how you've been holding you back. Anybody in here think you should have been further in your life by now? I want to see your hand. Anybody think you should have been further in your life by now? All right. You the crowd I'm looking for. You the one I'm looking for. You the one I want to minister to this morning. Yeah. We're all in school. I'm in school myself. I ain't messing with the Lord. I just want you to see some things that you need to see. One of the worst things you can do is have an emotional church with an untrained soul and cannot make the full connection between your spirit, soul, and your body. Now listen to me very carefully. You had Ephesians 3:16, but I want you to listen to this. I want to say something to you. I want you to write this down. Maturing in the mysteries of your soul. Maturing in the mystery of your soul. Now, the word of God is a two-edged sword. All right? Listen very carefully. The word of God is a two-edged sword. You listening? One edge is for surgery on you. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful. It's for surgery. It's for cutting out of you what need to be cut out. Now, a lot of times people try to use the word for the second age, but you got to use the first age first. The first age of the word, E-D-G, of the word is for surgery. It's spiritual surgery has to take place on us for us to walk right before God. Are you hearing me? Yes. Surgery. Now, you write down Hebrews 4:12. I might not go to it, but that's what the first age for. The other age of the sword is for warfare. Now, you, as Ephesians 6:17, but you will not be able to do warfare unless you've been operated on. That you know your divine rights. You know how to put the eggs in the same basket. All right. So surgery has to take place first. And what have happened to the body of Christ? They're out on the battlefield with no surgery. See, and I know this for 44 years of ministry. I know this because one of the main things we needed to be taught, we have not been taught it. And in teaching it now, we're plowing up a lot of grounds that have gotten sort of hard, but I'm going to teach it anyway because you need to know it. See, if your spirit, soul, and body is not in harmony, you can't win. If your spirit, soul, and body is not in harmony or harmonious, you can't win. And if you don't know the difference between your spirit and your soul, you're going to be trying to get something that is already yours. Your soul is an imitator. And it will imitate like you're operating in the spirit, but you're not operating in the spirit. You're operating in it untrained. Soul. You're operating in your soul untrained. You're operating in your thinking. You're operating in your conscious. You're operating in your emotion. You're operating in your will instead of your act to think you're operating in God's will. You're operating in your desire. You think you're operating in God's desire, but it's your desire. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desire of your heart. But your desire, through his word, through the surgery, has to become his desire. Okay? So now, I want to teach you and train you how to operate in your spirit and your soul and your body. A lot of sickness, a lot of disease, a lot of premature death, a lot of things happen because we're not operating in our spirit, soul, and body as we should. Are you following me? Now, when you discover the mystery of your soul, the mystery The word mystery, that means, listen, stewardship. Steward. If you learn how to be a steward of your soul, if you learn how to stewardship your soul, then your soul can probably connect to what you already got, your spirit, and then you'll be more powerful. So I say this, I am a steward of my soul. Now I need to do this right now. I'll come back to 3:16 because I got to show you something in Ephesians 3:16. But now I'm gonna take you to Psalm 119, 109. Psalm 119, chapter 119, verse 109. It is so important that you understand this. Look at what that verse says now. Look at what it says. No, we're gonna read it. Read it. All right, my soul is continuously in God's hand. In my hand. I told you, I said that word soul means life. And my life is continually, and in my hand means danger. Dangerous. So it's a danger to have your soul in your hand and don't know how to handle it. See, your soul. What on the football team, who the blocker is? Lineman? Your soul is a lineman if you don't watch it. It'll block your spirit from receiving from what it's supposed to receive from God unless you have trained it to operate like you want it to operate. So a lot of things have been blocked from you because your soul is in continuously. Your thinking, your emotion, your imagination, your will, your desire, your memory. All those things are continually in your hand and you have to minister to those things with the word of God. So the mystery of your soul, the mystery of your soul has to be unfolded. You have to have an unveiling. You have to have a revelation to understand all these years I've thought that my heart was my spirit. I've thought that my inner man was my spirit. And the church is held at a certain level. You know we've been held at a certain level? Why we haven't seen the miracles, signs, and wonders performed as the Bible talks about is because, listen, of not having an excellent soul. Write that down. Excellent soul. You need to have an excellent spirit. You got an excellent spirit. An excellent soul. Then you will have an excellent body and an excellent life. All right? So we have to unmask the divine prompting of the soul, how the soul supposed to work. We got to understand that it's so powerful. Look in Psalm 139, verse 14. Tag these verses so you can look at them. Psalm 139, verse 14. Now, I'm going to make a statement that I want you to hug from this verse. You have heard it in a question form, but I'm going to make a statement now. And this is where I'm trying to bring you. It is well with my soul. Write that down. Write that down. It, say it. It is well with my soul. When that happens, you're going to begin to see everything you prayed for. Retroactive. Oh, my Jesus, you heard that? Everything you prayed for, retroactive, going to start coming in your way. You see, because when you prayed for it, God gave it, but your soul was out of line. See, everything the Holy Spirit gives you, it has to come through your spirit, then through your soul, then to your body. So, you know, I don't think many of us in here can say this. Now somebody's going to get upset, but that's all right. Not many of us in here can say this, it is well with my soul. Because the ignorance of the soul defined that it's not well. The ignorance in the whole body of Christ, there's an ignorance in the whole body of Christ about what part the soul play in a divine plan of God. So there he says, now here he tell us how God do things. Use three marvelous words. He says, I will praise thee, for I am what?
Fearfully.
Fearfully. Yeah, fearfully. Wait, hold up. Don't go to one of it. Wait, hold up. Fearfully. Oh, my. You listening? Once you learn what the Lord is aiming to teach us, you will become a terror to the devil. And he will stop tantalizing you. That you can function in harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. That's the way a child of God is supposed to function. In harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. Harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. But you have to be harmonious in your Trinity. Your spirit, your soul, and your body. We're working on the mystery of the soul. We want to come to the point where you be able to say, it is well with my soul. Say it again.
It is well with my soul.
I think the song you sing, is it well with your soul? Now, in Victor, what that thing says, master. Write that down. I'm a master of my F-A-T-E. That's what come out. And I'm a captain of my soul. Yes, sir. Now, he said that in Victor, the poem, but that was a great revelation, because a lot of times the world touch on our revelation. They say something, they don't know what they're saying, but they're saying something that belongs to us. So what he says, I'm the captain of my soul. This is where we're trying to get you now. Notice, oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost. Because I've got people being trained, you see. See, the tricks that the enemy have been pulling on you, not because you're living a unconsecrated life. You're living right, most of you are. But it's because there are some things you're not harmonizing in your makeup. Watch this now. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully. See the word say fearfully. Next word say, and wonderfully. See it? Made. Then he used the word what?
Marvelous
are thy works. Look what he say next. And then my spirit knows right well. And then my mental man knows right well. So if my soul don't know, I really don't know who I am. You know we sing that song, I Know Who I Am? If your soul not right, you don't know who you are. Even though you're born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, but you don't know who you are in this world. You got eternal life, but you'll never get the abundant life. If your soul not working right, you'll never walk in the abundant life. Why? John 10:10, come and play here. This is the, underline, and my soul knows right well. Say it.
It is well with my soul.
And that my soul knows right well.
It is well with my soul.
The reason it's well with my soul is that my soul knows right well. See? So I think this verse describes our makeup. It describes our side. The Father has done his side. The Father has given us the new birth. Now, another thing I want you to understand here in John 10:10 now. Now you can stop the thief. You can stop the robber. Where have I been being robbed at? I say it in my prayer. I pray it in tongue. I lift my hand and praise the Lord. I meditated some scripture. What? How in the world I keep being robbed in this area? The thief coming not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. What is the thief MO? The thief MO is ignorance. The thief MO, mode of operation with a Christian, is ignorance. And if we are ignorant of the part that our soul plays, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He can't steal and control and destroy if your total man is in charge. Now, Jesus said, I'm coming that you might have life and have what? Now, I'm trying to use some broken in. Why you ain't got it? To the fullness. Don't lie to me. Don't sit there and look at me and lie to me. I'm just doing just as good as you. Don't lie to me. Don't sit there and lie. Don't lie. I don't want no lies up here this morning. Don't lie to me. I'm trying to teach you something. I love you. I'm trying to teach you something. Don't you be fighting back with me. As if everything all right. You know everything not all right. You got to be praying all night trying to make another day. That's not necessary. You're a powerful being. Look at me. You're a powerful being. Let the apostle teach you the apostolic mountain, the apostolic anointing, so you can operate like the book of Acts. In power. Make things happen. Another thing happened to us. You listening? Remember I told you about surgery and warfare? We've been ministered to by a historical Christ. A Christ that's still in the Bible. A Christ that did this then. But when you look in the mystery, you're going to have a present day Christ ministering to you. It's not so much just what he done with Peter, but what he going to do with Leroy. Call your name. Call your name. It's not what the Holy Spirit did in the book of Acts. Call your name. How many see me? Come on now. Come on. I need y'all to work with me. I've taught y'all many years. And we're just shifting now to another dimension of understanding how to handle this thing. The thief cannot steal. He cannot steal. He cannot destroy a person, listening, who know how to walk in their Trinity like God knew how to walk in his Trinity. Your Trinity is spirit, soul, and body. God gave you a Trinity so you can be just like him. So I challenge this congregation and the thousands that listen to me, very few people can say it's well with their soul. The reason is they've been robbed by ministers. They've been robbed by ministers because if you don't know the divine exchange, you don't know Hebrews 4:12, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Romans 12:1-3. If you don't know those, how they come together, they are three scriptures to unite your spirit, soul, and body. Listen, in divine order. My spirit, my soul, and my body, they are in divine order. If my soul is not in order, my body gonna be sick. If my soul, come on, 3 John, come on, 3 John 2. Come on, I'm teaching. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your spirit prosper. Even what? How can we miss this? All these years, how can we miss this? Including myself, even as your soul prospers, even as your thinking, your conscience. I'll show you one to bring you aboard. Some of y'all ain't not aboard yet. Now, anytime you see the word mind, thinking, will, imagination in the Bible, conscience in the Bible, is always talking about the soul. All right? Now, I'm going to show you one now that will drive a nail into to fasten your life down at a different dimension. In Romans chapter 9, verse 1, that word conscience there means my soul. Yes, sir. Now look what it says here, that my soul come in agreement with the Holy Ghost. It says here, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience. That word conscience there means soul. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost In other words, it's a place where your soul can bear witness in the Holy Ghost. You know what happened there? When your thinking, when your imagination, when your will, when your desire, when your memory, when your emotion begin to bear witness of the Holy Ghost. I'm not just shouting. I know what I'm shouting about. I'm not just running. I'm running because I'm free. I'm not running trying to get free. I'm running because I am free. See, but you have to know that in your soul. Powerful scripture, isn't it? Now, that scripture couldn't do you no earthly good if you don't understand it was talking about your soul. You can memorize it, you can know it, you can have nightly cliches about it, but it say the truth, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not my conscience. See, the truth cannot prevail in your life if your soul not in place. If you don't have a renewed mind, you conform to this world, you're not transformed. Now you know, if there's something traumatic going wrong in your body and you have to go for surgery, huh? You know it's not gonna be healed before the surgery. Unless God do something, but you know if you got to go, you go. Then after the surgery, you're ready to battle again. Well, I'm gonna cut you till you bleed this morning. Because I got to get it out of you. I got to get the traditional standard. I think you can do everything with your spirit, but you have to know God made you up so you can have a divine pathway you can travel, spirit, soul, and body. That's a divine pathway. I say that's a divine pathway. I promise you right now, whoever listening to me, I promise you right now, your life will be changed in 24 hours. If you really listen to me, your life will be totally changed in 24 hours. Tomorrow this time, you'll be another person. Because you know the word quicken. The word quicken means alive, but it means quick too. And so the thing that we've been waiting for and working for and whining for, now we'll step into them by revelation. I promise you, the thing that are not right in your life come from soul ignorance. See, you're born again, therefore if any man be in Christ, what is? New creature. Old things pass away, behold, all things be, but the minute receive him, to them give you the power to become the sons of God. So I'm a son of God.
Yes, I am.
Now, here's another blow. You can't be led by the Spirit with an ignorant soul. So now you have one of our favorite verse Romans 8:14. As men is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, not in ignorance. I don't want no God up there. I want a God here. I don't want no God just at your house. I want a God at my house. I don't want no God just at the priest or the bishop house. I want a God who come to my house. I want a God to help my family. I want a God to give me direction. I want a God to give me wisdom. I want a God to give me understanding. I want a God to take me in the supernatural. I want to walk in a divine pathway. I want the Lord who is really my shepherd that I shall not want. I don't want no God that I'm courting. I don't want a court by the God. I want to wear a God. I want to walk with a God. I want to talk with a God. I want a God touching me. I don't want no regular God. I don't want no God that can't do nothing. Crying all the time, asking all the time. I want a God showing up. Manifest. I want miracles in my life. I want the supernatural in my life. So to have that, you got to have surgery. That's why we're having surgery this morning with the word of God, that you know that the devil can't hold you back from nothing. You know why? Now, this verse will kiss you this morning. This verse will kiss you. Now you better understand. Ephesians 1:3. Here's what, I want to use a combination of two things. Listen to me, boy, two things. It is well with my soul. It is mine already. It is well with my soul. It is mine already. I'm going to use myself personally. I'm going to use myself personally because if I use you, I know you might blow up. So I'm going to use myself. It's because of my stupid soul. I'm asking for something that already belonged to me. When you train your soul right, your mind come in the mold with your spirit of clamming what is right here.
Oh, my God. Come on now.
The reason we're asking so much when we should be clamming or taking is because of soul rejection. If you don't permit the Holy Spirit to use your soul, guess what? If you don't permit the Holy Spirit, guess who's going to use your soul? So guess who's been using your soul? Guess who's been using your mind? Guess who's been using your will? Guess who's been using your desire? You're asking for something that's already belonged to you. Warfare with the believer is win. W-I-N. It's not a, you don't have an opponent. Jesus took your opponent out. We give the devil too much credit here because we, now, oh, that's what I'm going to use. I'm going to use it for myself. Because Leroy is stupid in the soul. And so now, I'm acting as if I'm operating with an enemy or opponent that equal with me. But once my spirit become unstupid, I know he's already defeated. And I know what he's trying to do is get me in a blind side in my soul because he, watch this. He cannot talk to my spirit. My spirit is out of the devil's lead. I have the same spirit in me that raised Jesus from the dead. And if I get it in my soul right, it's gonna quicken my mortal body. See, turn to Romans 8:11. It can't even come into play. Romans chapter 8:11 can't even come into play unless you understand what the apostle's trying to teach you. Apostolic grace and apostolic power to be in your life. Wear apostolic wisdom and apostolic anointing on your life. Such a powerful voice you cannot take part of unless you have your soul straightened out. That's why our healing, that's why our health that. Right here. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also what? The Lord cannot go directly to your body without your soul being in place. Because it's the Holy Spirit, your soul, then your body. That's what 3 John says, beloved. I told you, beloved, I wish above all things, your prosper being held even as your soul prosper. If your soul don't prosper, see, that's your part. You remember what I told you in Psalm 119, 109? My soul is continually in my hand. That's your part. See, that's the part. The first Adam was a living soul. He died. His soul became unproductive when they ate from the tree. But the last Adam was a quickening spirit. So now, what you have to do is take that quickening spirit and keep that dead soul alive. Come on, Todd. Keep that dead soul. See, your soul is not alive unless it's quickened. Your body, it's not alive unless it's quickened.
Yes, sir. That's right.
So if Satan come and find your soul and your body not alive, he's going to put some hurt on you. Because he already mad with you because you didn't confess Christ and you ain't going to hell with him. So he's going to make you catch hell on hell unless you know your business. Now I hear the Spirit of God saying it's divine time. It's time for the church to step up another notch. Step up another notch. Children of God. You think, some people think, because they got a few mistakes, they ain't had no power. No, God knows we're going to have flaws. It's not the flaws holding you down, baby, because you repented of that. It's the idea of what you don't know. It takes your soul to magnify the Lord. You cannot magnify the Lord without your soul, because your spirit is not magnifying the Lord, because your spirit is with the Lord already. See, it's got to be something less than magnifying. Luke chapter 1, verse 46. Verse 46. After surgery. After this girl was working on that, God is a God of the impossible. Everything possible with God. And after she yield, surrender, be it to me according to your word, she starts singing a song. In the 46th verse, look what she said. See, if you don't have revelation, you don't have insight of the goodness of God, you can't magnify. Because you got to magnify God in your mind. You got to magnify God in your will. And Mary said, my soul... Now, when we say it is well with my soul, it is a soul, good God Almighty, that knows how to magnify the Lord. Then she said, the next verse she said, after I magnify, what do you say? My spirit what? Yeah. You can't be rejoicing without magnifying. You can't rejoice in your spirit if your soul out of order. All right. All right. You ask me. You ask me. Let me tell you this morning. Let's walk through this. Let me tell you. You can't bless the Lord unless Psalm 103. You can't even bless the Lord unless you understand what your soul job is. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within him. You can't even bless his name. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul. You notice that? What did he say? Bless the Lord, all my what? Talk to me in here. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. It didn't say, bless the Lord, all my spirit. Spirit in charge, soul must submit. Write that down. Spirit in charge, soul and body must submit. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless, it's well with my soul. But my soul knows right well. My soul is prosperous. My soul has had surgery on it. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. I can't even bless Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. I can't even understand him unless my soul catch a hold of it. Now, you cannot enjoy the benefits of God unless your soul understands. The next voice says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. My soul got to be in on it, child. No. You're thinking. See, I thank God. Not T-H-A-N-K, T-H-I-N-K. I thank God all the time. I thank God. I'm thanking God. I got God on my mind. My rocker know God. I done set my rocker so much, my rocker know God.
Come on.
Because when I believe, when I'm not sitting in my rocker, God's sitting in there. I've given them the right and the privilege to have all of me, all that I have, all that I own, all that I'm able to do. I give it all to him. You don't even know God personally if your soul out of whack, because your soul keeps throwing you off track. You derailed. Every time God's trying to show himself to you, your soul come up with something else. You can do this. I'm giving you enough scripture. These scriptures I'm giving you, you'll be able to do it. Start training your soul. Start learning the mysteries of your soul. Connect it to your spirit. Connect to the Holy Ghost. Connect it to your body. Connect it to all the affairs of your life. Connect it to your family. Connect it to whatever you set your hand to do. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. God is a spirit. All right? He leads us by the spirit. But we got this soul and body to deal with while we're here. So I'm not talking about soul force. I'm talking about spirit force. I'm talking about spirit force going through your soul. The dunamis power, which means excellence of soul, power to perform miracle, and over all riches and wealth. That's what it means in the Greek. God had made it possible that you be over all riches and all wealth. But your soul got to be in alignment. Now this church, I don't know if y'all can handle this. I didn't bring it with me. I don't know if I got the Bible ahead. I don't know. I called my wife on the phone. I was on the porch, praying on the porch. And the Lord said unto me, you have broken into the million zone. Million cometh to me now. There's a lady working a case right now. She said, I got $18 million of tithe. I got to send when this case is finished. I want y'all to hear this now because the Spirit of the Lord told me this. Man. I happen to have the Bible. I wrote it down in. Massive money is moving in your direction now. Write that down. Write that down. Let the Lord, man. Massive money is moving. God needs somebody to deposit in. God needs somebody to deposit in. Y'all sure excited. He says, I've placed the million anointing on you. You listening? Many are trying to get millions to you. No, I'm talking to you. See, soul, come on, bring your soul up. Get ready for millions of dollars. It is sure to come. I want you to develop a millionaire mindset. Write it down. Write it down. Y'all don't want right now. Y'all scared. I want you to develop a millionaire mindset. I need some millionaires in the body of Christ. And you think because your background you can't go there, that's a lie from the pit of hell. You can go there if you heal up with God and learn how to operate in your spirit, soul, and body. Your money about to come off the hook. Your health about to come off the hook. Because it's the soul, the blood by which above all things you prosper being healed, even as your soul prospers. So here apostle training you how to have a prosperous soul. So you're going to be an elite in the spirit realm because God's going to be able to talk to you better than he can talk to somebody else who got religion. Religious folks say, I don't want too much. They just think about themselves. I didn't even know the Lord going to let me tell you this. Apostolically, I've permitted you to flow in millions. Don't be afraid. The glory is all mine. and I will show you what to do. I released angels to cause the millions to come. Money cometh in the millions now. The windows, doors, and gates of millions are open now. I wish I'd get two people to praise God with me. Because any, listen to this. Whoa, Gwen, listen. Anytime God talked to me, oh my goodness, I receive you. Oh my goodness. You heard it? Now, what would block you from receiving this? Nobody in my family been on me. I won't talk about me. I'm in church. I want to hear about Jesus. As your soul get crazy, you know. But what God said, beloved, I worship above all things what? Come on now. You see this. You see it. Come on now. What the first thing that would mean? You receive million. What the first thing that would mean? I'm out of debt. I ain't got no notes. And I don't have no money regrets. That's why I've been trying to get you. If anybody get there, you're supposed to get there. You connected more than anybody else. Sit down. Let me teach you a little more. You know I'm not on the clock. I got a big Kenny Coleman partner. I give him a little clock because he preached so long. And I'm the only one that had a nerve enough to give him a clock. I gave him a clock. But he go to the hour with the clock. When he get the clock, he say, oh, Leroy, and punch the button and keep preaching. But I got to apologize to him because you don't give a prophet a clock. Just because I was stupid enough to be on a clock, I don't mean everybody got to be stupid to be on a clock. You got to yield to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you finish in 15 minutes. Paul preached all night. Paul preached all night. The boy fell and broke his neck. Paul said, I'll be right back. I got another text I want to preach. I'm going to go get him up. Can I teach you a little more? Oh, we're doing good. Yeah, we're doing good. Go to Ephesians 3 now. 3 and 16. This verse been taken out of context because the body of Christ at large have not known that the inner man is the soul. I know it sounds, but strong concordance. I can validate this by strong concordance, which have studied the language. And it said that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now, if you don't understand that inner man is talking about your soul, I'm going to give you a few words. I'm going to look up the word might here. And I'm going to tell you what it means. Power for performing miracles. Right. Having an excellent soul. You know what the word excellent means, right? The power and influence would belong to riches and wealth. Give you a little more on it. You need to know this. Actually, now, let's look up inner. Inner. The soul and conscience. You know why? Let me show it to you. Turn to 2 Peter. You already strengthened in your spirit. The divine nature can't be weak. Nobody can improve on the divine nature. Don't care how much you pray. Don't care how many scriptures you read. The divine nature don't need strengthening. Because if the divine nature needs strengthening, that means God weak somewhere. Nobody in here believe God weak anywhere, right? So in your spirit, you just like God. See, that voice is so powerful. You see, I think what it is we haven't added enough to our faith to understand it. You say, you talk about add to your faith. Add, stop messing around. Stop messing around, girl. Add to your faith. That's what he's saying. My goodness. My goodness. Hallelujah. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My goodness. Hallelujah. As they say, from a racist, there's no such thing as race because there's only one race. Everybody came from Adam. Everybody going to the same place, dust, hell, or heaven. Simon Peter, 2 Peter 1. Go with me a minute. Oh, I won't scream. The body of Christ is coming. You see, I'm not only ministering to you, I'm ministering to people around the world. I'm ministering to black folks, white folks, Chinese, Japanese, all Christian. We are one blood, one nation. So I'm ministering to all these people right now, ministering to them, that bringing the church out of the hole of not knowing who they are or what they really have. I'm bringing it to them right now. Bringing it to them right now. Listen to me. 2 Peter, let's prove that our spirit don't lead a whole lot of things we've been thinking our spirit need. It's actually our soul connection, the part God. Now remember, my soul is continuously in my hand. Yes, sir. You see, God, watch. God cannot operate in your life without faith. God cannot operate. God will not. Because it's a violation. See, your faith and your partnership is the thing that gives God the right to move into his realm. Why do God move in one place in life more than another one? A greater permission. We are talking about divine alignment and divine attainment. Divine achievement. Supernatural, how a Christian can begin to live the life they see in the scripture. Wave your hand at me over here. See, that's all apostles, all pastors trying to get you. I'm passing you apostolically. You've been robbing your soul. You've been robbing your thinking. Watch this. You've been asking God for too little. Because you do not fully understand that more than enough stuff belong to you. You should never have an empty cup. Because the scripture says, my cup runneth over. What I'm teaching you not to have another empty cup in your life. Stop fighting battles you've already won. Get in the right alignment. And just take it, baby. Just take it. It's mine. I have it now. I call things that be not as though they were, and they come every time I call them. Your life had to become so well versed in the things of God and so blessed. A person needs to say, I won't become a Christian just because how you live. If your Jesus and your God this good, I'll take him. You'll make dope pushers put the dope down. You'll make gamblers put the dice down. The church, you the light of the world. You the salt of the earth. You're the one supposed to be on the hill. Ain't no movie star supposed to be on the hill. Ain't no football player supposed to be on the hill. No rock singer supposed to be on the hill. No blues singer supposed to be on the hill. You the one that's set up on the hill. But you got to be able to let God do his thing in your life in the earth's realm. My goodness. I got drunk up here. My goodness. My goodness. The unveiling the mysteries of the soul. Write that down. I got different ways. Unmasking the power of the soul. Connecting my soul properly to my spirit. Taking proper surgeries so I can do proper warfare. If your body's sick, your soul's sick. You need to ask God to heal your soul. When your soul get healed, your body will be healed. Talk to me something, man. Talk to me somebody. If you're weak, it's weakness in soul, then weakness in body. Now here the Holy Spirit want to prove that your spirit don't need no strengthening. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now here in 2 Peter, I want you to read it sometime. He said, Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, first chapter, to them that have obtained like precious faith, hold your hand up, you've obtained it. With us through the righteousness of God. Come on, that's you. Come on. Then he said in the second verse, grace, what did he say? And peace be multiplied unto you through what? All sukkah now. Through the knowledge of God. See, grace and peace cannot be multiplied unless you have knowledge of how your spirit, your soul, and your body work together to let the Holy Ghost have free course. Even though you're righteous, even though you have lack precious faith, but if you don't have a visitation of a revelation of an understanding of who been trapping you, we put everything on the devil. Satan, get another S. I've given you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, the power of the enemy to do you no harm. So why can't I give him all that credit? It's not Satan, it's soul. I see four or five people didn't receive that, boy. They said, I know what I'm doing. Somebody follow you home, they'll find out you don't know what you're doing. They follow you home, because all of us need improvement. I know what, at church, everybody knows what they're doing. I know what I'm doing. And your wife saying, I sure wish he'd listen. I feel a tangible anointing, buddy. I feel that the great commission that God has given me to this church, I just hope you listen to this over and over again. Because if you ever catch it, the blessings will overtake you. You will be run down with blessing. Because God looking for somebody to catch this understanding and stop just fighting and fighting for what's already yours. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heaven and place. Well, if he blessed all spiritual blessing, I'm saved. Yeah, but your soul blocking it. Ignorance in the soul. Ignorance in your thinking. That's why I said pulling down stronghold, casting down imagination. Where all that happened at? and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's in your soul, man. You ain't got no spirit problem. You got a soul problem. And then when you have a soul problem, then you have a Satan problem. You don't have a Satan problem when your soul line up with your spirit, because then you turn into Jesus Christ. Then you turn into Sam's spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in me. Then you walk in an anointing that destroy yoke and remove burden. Then you enter into a rest, R-E-S-T. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I'm lowly and meek in heart, and you shall find rest. Rest for what? Oh! Rest for what? Turn there. Turn to Matthew 11. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Unrestful, untrained, untamed soul is the problem. Every frustration, every dissatisfaction, every worry, every fear you have come through your soul. Satan, either God gonna use your soul or Satan gonna use your soul. I come here to tell you from this day forward, you're gonna know how to let God use your soul, and you're gonna tell Satan, get off my track, get off my back, get off my family, get off my life, get off my body, get out of my finances, leave my grandchildren alone, leave my children alone. Junior, once you have surgery with the word of God, once the surgical part takes place, and that's what's going on here this morning, the Lord put the soul in your hand. He cannot trust you with the soul if you don't know how to handle it. And so all this memorization of scripture, all this quoting of scripture, they're not going to avail because you're dangerous because you don't know how to control your soul. See, he said, take my yoke and learn of me. And I'll give you rest. But he didn't want you guessing what kind of rest I'm going to give you. You'll find rest for your soul. Most Christians have a stupid soul. I didn't call no name. All over the world today, they're gathered in churches. I'm not knocking nobody down. But they don't have no soul rest. Their mind just keep running. They don't know how to tame it. Shut up. I put this scripture right there. Shut up. You are designed to have the best. You're designed with turbulence all around you to live in rest. How many understood anything I said this morning? How many understand that you have grown? See? The verdict and the winning of the case is back to Psalm 119, 109. Go back there. Oh, Jesus. Y'all read 2 Peter, children. I got to close. Read 2 Peter. Go back to Psalm 119, 109. The verdict is right there. The verdict is in the scripture you just left. He won't give you rest for your soul. An unrestful soul can't receive. He have given you what it takes. Listen, he have given you what it takes. My goodness. He have given you what it takes to have a strong soul. My soul, come on. Why did he put the second part of that verse? Only the law, only the commandments, only the word of God, only revelation can control my soul. So the psalmist said, and that's some Psalm 119, oh Lord Jesus. That's a stickler for the word in Psalm 119. Ooh, you need to read that. It's 177 verses. It's going to take you a little while. Thy word have I hidden my soul, my heart, that I might not sin against you. Thy word is forever settled in heaven. The entrance of thy word giveth light. I'd meditate in your word day and night. Oh God, don't take your word from me. Getting it on the right side, huh? Yeah, I receive. Part two, next week. You're looking at one of the happiest men in the world that I can come here and minister to you and show you how to break the centuries of holdback in the body of Christ. It is well with my soul. You see, when it's well with your soul, everything else got to get right. When you have trained and renewed your mind, it's only a matter of time. No matter what opposition you're dealing with, no matter who it is, everything got to come right. Are you following me? It is well with my soul. Every head, body, every eye closed. Okay.
Lord Jesus,
I repent for thinking wrong thoughts in my mind,
making wrong decisions
with my will,
and coming into agreement
with negative,
hurtful,
painful
emotion
that was coming from my soul.
I repent
for any part of my
soul
being used to sin.
I plead the blood
over those sins
right now.
I break my agreement
with every thought
that is not of you.
Every imagination
that is not of you.
Every reasoning
that is not of you.
Every bad choice
that is not of you.
And every
negative emotion
that is not of you.
I don't receive them anymore.
In the name of Jesus,
I saturate
my soul
with the blood of Jesus.
Leviticus 17
says the blood
atones for my soul.
The blood
is washing away
the sin
in my soul
right now
in your name.
Lord,
when I got baptized in you,
I got them both.
I got the blood from the cross.
I got the dunamis
from the resurrection.
Now, dunamis is the power.
Dunamis means
excellent of soul
and the performance of miracles.
You look it up in the Greek.
Excellent of soul.
And that's the
dunamis
is the power that came from Jesus' resurrection.
So
you just don't only have the blood,
but you got to apply that power
of the resurrection.
Cross and the resurrection
have to keep your soul in condition, all right?
Three more things,
just hold on.
Lord,
fill my soul
with dunamis.
It's going to make me excellent of soul.
It's going to heal every wound
in my soul
that was controlling my will,
my mind,
and my emotion.
I receive it now.
Fill me up with dunamis.
I pray like Paul,
that I be strengthened
and reinforced
with mighty power,
mighty power,
mighty power
in my inner man.
My soul
is being strengthened
and reinforced
with dunamis. I have it now because of the resurrection. Fill me now. Fill me now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace. Go in peace knowing that. Go in peace. Go in peace.